Besides nutritional anestrus, the suckling effect of the calf also inhibits the cow's cycling. This works because the suckling actually decreases the LH release. This suckling effect can be alleviated by early weaning or removing the calf for 48 hours at the start of the breeding season. This calf removal is called the Shang treatment. Nutritional anestrus in dairy cattle is fairly rare. The average dairy cow usually resumes cycling within 21 days after calving. Some dairy heifers may be a little bit stressed because they're pretty low in the peck order, and this may cause anestrus or even subestrus. But again, nutritional anestrus is not common in dairy cows. There are several vitamins that potentially can cause some problems with nutritional anestrus. The biggest ones that have been documented are copper, cobalt, and manganese. Attaining puberty early kind of ends that youngster anestrus period. Cows need to be at a specific weight and at a specific age to attain puberty. The puberty breeding target weight for Herefords is 650 pounds, Angus is 600, and Simmental crosses is 750, Charolais 700, Jersey 500, and Holstein 750 pounds. However, a report out of the United Kingdom actually showed an increased economic benefit over the life of the cow if the breeding was done at a target age of 15 months, even if the heifers hadn't reached the target breeding weight.